You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I can't repeat this.
You can get close. You don't even be close. All you got to do is contour your nose, put some eyelashes on, and some nice lipstick. That's a nice muted lipstick. You be putting on that hooker shit, and I didn't want to say that.
Everybody, welcome to.
Sorry.
You say it.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Two Funny Mamas podcast that we can't get together. And everybody always saying I'm all over the place. No, Sherry Shepherd, this ain't The View, baby. Say hello to the people.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas, the podcast.
Yes.
Far be it for me to jump in. You all have such a great stream of consciousness going right out of the gate. Kim, two questions. How are you and why are you in that closet? Sherry, question for you. What's going on? You've got makeup, hair, everything else. What's happening, ladies?
Okay. It's a lot going on. So
there is so much going on today that it's just we have to say we're sorry, viewers. We're a little bit off of our groove, Kim and I. Right. It's crazy. She's in her closet. I don't know why.
I'm in my closet, just like R. Kelly. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. But it was his song, get it? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I think there's a time when you can't do those kind of jokes anymore. I'm not sure. It just seems like you are single-handedly trying to destroy this podcast. And I don't understand why.
Remember all the songs in the closet? You remember that? I never been able to get in the closet. So I'm in the closet. People going to want to know why am I in the closet. Okay. And remember Mr. Big! He in here somewhere too. Mr. Big in here too.
Just explain to the folks why you're in your closet doing our podcast.
Okay, first of all, I'm in one of my closets. Trying to be like, that's a closet? Ew. Okay, I'm in my closet because I am a voiceover actress also. And right. I have a cartoon that I have to do the voice for. And they said down in my office where we usually do the podcast, it was too much ambient noise. So that means it's bouncing off the wall. So they were like, can you go in your closet? I was like, oh, I guess I can. So I had to bring up the computer, everything. I'm in the closet.
Oh, because it's so funny because now on the podcast, it feels like you're in a muffled kind of tunnel. So I guess you can't win for losing.
I sound muffled now? Now I sound muffled?
Yeah. And I think you can't win for losing is just the metaphor for 2020. It is.
It's bad.
No matter what, you can't win for losing or you're entangled. Those are just the phrase and the word for 2020 about everything that sucks.
Everything. Speaking of sucking.
Yeah. And we just lost you in the sound. How do we lose you in the sound?
It's not us.
Okay.
Maybe she unplugged.
Oh, damn. My phone. Sorry, everybody. Okay, a little technical difficulty in the closet. My phone hit the mouse. The mouse hit the mute button. I thought I was muting Chris, but I muted you.
You muted yourself, Kim.
I did. So yeah, let's talk about why you got on a full face of makeup. Did you do your makeup today?
Yeah, I did.
No. Before you get your lips to lying, you did not do that face. I'm going to tell you right now, that ain't your face. That ain't how you do your face. I've seen you do your makeup before. Right now, you look like a nice little porno star. You look real fresh and cute. When you do your makeup, you look like a man that's trying to wear makeup. Huh? I'm sorry.
What?
Okay, you don't look like a man. You don't look like a man. I'm not going to say that. You look manly. Okay, nope. That's not good, too. You look harsh. When you put your face on, you look, because your lipstick, see your lips right now, nice and supple, and they all pretty. Look at you. You even think you cute. Look how you smiling and you looking at yourself on the screen. Yes, she is.
Oh, that's Sherry Shepherd. I forgot I had these.
You got boobies. Look at you. You put on a good bra today. That's when you can tell you feel good about yourself, Sherry. Look at you, how you looking at yourself. You looking at yourself like you want to sleep with yourself. I see it.
I do.
I do.
I think, and I'm going to tell you why I have on a face full of makeup. Chris, is my sound okay? Because I'm not on the microphone.
You're doing great.
Okay, thank you. This is the reason why I
see now how you talk to Chris. Makeup on him. See how you talk to Chris now? You even talk to Chris like a girl now. This is a trip.
I know, because I usually talk to Chris like a dude. Like
it's a little softer. It's a little more agreeable. Thanks, Sherry.
You're absolutely welcome, yes. Chris. You're absolutely welcome.
Even the thank you.
I know, because I usually am very harsh with Chris because I know what I want and I know what I got to do to get there. I think it's because also the reason why I'm so harsh with people sometimes, and I feel really badly, because we were talking on the phone and I said, gosh, my voice is getting on my nerves. I have two really big dogs and I have a big guard dog, Lexi, you've seen her, my Italian Mastiff. Yes, Kim, I can see the way you're looking. And I have to be the alpha.
Okay, go ahead. I ain't never heard this one before. I'm going to blame it on the dogs. Every man I've ever cussed out and belittled is because of my dogs. Even though the dogs I've only had for maybe 12 years. I've been mean to men for 20, but okay, here we go. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I'm trying to explain to you why I'm so harsh and maybe why this is a problem. I'm used to dealing with my guard dog, who is an alpha. She's an Italian Mastiff. She's 130 pounds. She's trained to kill. So I have to be the alpha with her. Dogs typically shut up. Dogs, that's my dogs right there.
Oh my God.
You don't hear it anymore, do you?
Yeah.
So dogs typically tend to respond to very deep voices. So I have to be real. I got to be the alpha with the dog. So I'm used to telling them, get out, sit down, stand up. No, go eat. Good girl. And what I have found is that has transferred over to the way I talk to Chris. And I don't mean to talk to you that way, Chris. Not at all.
So just to recap. One of you has given me a Rottweiler fragrance and the other speaks to me as if I was a canine. Just clarifying. Thank you.
Well, that was
you put it out there. You put it out there. We did.
Just tell them. I got to finish this text because everybody, all these complaints, Kim is looking down. She ain't interested in what Sherry is saying. I'm usually multitasking. So I apologize, Sherry. I'm interested in what you're saying, but I need to send this to Amy. Okay.
And this is okay because you're having a big birthday party later on. So I understand you have a whole bunch of stuff going on. You got your party going on.
Stop saying I'm having a party in the corona. Putting that out there and trying to corona shame me. I'm not having a party. I am having three people to my house. And we're going to have some fruit. Yes. That's okay. Why. So why do you have a full face of makeup on and you did your lips? That lip color is beautiful. If you did that, I know you didn't, because when you put lipstick on, you look like you just got finished sucking a ding-a-ling. Huh?
What?
Huh? Can I say that?
No. Yes. But
you look like you just got finished having some nasty.
Don't say it again. Don't say it again.
Okay.
I like reds and I like fuchsias, and this is more of a subdued.
Yes, that's why I need you to wear that color, because that other color looked like you straight got off the stroll. You be putting it on, it'd be half over here.
We don't even have a lot of time for this podcast, and you got me cracking up because I don't even know if I want to answer that, first of all.
Why is your makeup? Why do you have makeup and hair on looking like a girl? What is happening? You look very good.
I'm deciding I'm going off social media for a couple of weeks. So I need to I need to fast from social media. I need to get my spirit recharged. This is the last image I want people to have of me. That sounds so crazy. Like, that sounds terrible. I'm just saying I'm all over the place, but I'm taking a sabbatical from social media for probably. I need to pray. I need to self heal, because I think during COVID, a lot of people are going through the fact that we're still in quarantine. We're not talking to people. I got up today and I felt like there was a world where I used to have people over to entertain and I could go out to lunch with my girlfriends. And what world was that? And I realized, Cher, you're talking to yourself. And I said, I got to do self-care. I just got to preserve myself, because you're reading so many things on the internet and so much stuff is happening, and you're letting everything into your spirit, and it kind of just taking me somewhere. So I said, I need to just get off and reflect and get back to, what does God want me to do? What is life? How I'm supposed to now just do this thing. Are you understanding that?
I am understanding. I'm trying to follow it. I'm trying to understand. So you got extra beautiful. You spent money because you didn't do that makeup or that hair. You let people in your home to do your hair and makeup. I don't know if their mask was on or not. I don't trust it. But you did this, and you're going to wear this makeup and hair for a week while you're going to just keep it on and look at yourself and be like, I'm beautiful. You have to love yourself the way you are naturally, like I do. When I walk past the mirror and I see that 80-year-old woman, I love her.
First of all, you don't look like an 80-year-old woman, Kim.
When I take off everything and I look at the truth, I am about 79. Yes, I have not preserved nothing. With this COVID done took me down. I got to paint my toes. Speaking of the toes, the fingernails, the hair.
I know. Look at this, Kim. You know me. I always had nails. Yes. I always had strong nails. I don't even polish them. You got a little bit. But I got nothing.
But I'm not even saying, let's say this. There are some beautiful 80-year-old women. I'm talking about my 80-year-old looking self. I should not be age and look a little and look older than I am. So you know what I'm saying? You got to love yourself, Cheri Shepherd. You got to work from within. You are brilliant. You are a go-getter. We wouldn't even have a podcast if it wasn't for you. I'd still be sitting there writing the word podcast. I'd still be writing it out. Because talking about this is what we're going to do on my list.
Because, then thank you for the roses. I appreciate that. It means nothing for right now. But thank you. I do want to say that for people who are just joining us, and we got to say thank you, because yesterday we had 14,000 subscribers, which is low to some people, but that's a lot for Kim and I, because we started this podcast ourselves, and you know, to get people who take time out to watch us be stupid is just amazingly incredible. So thank you so much, viewers and listeners. I've been wanting to do this podcast, Two Funny Mamas with Kim Whitley, it's been about 3 years, right, Kim, that I've been bugging you?
Yes.
When I say bugging Kim Whitley, I have been bugging Kim for 3 years to do a podcast.
But in my defense, I'm looking at you like, when? You were taping 3 shows. I was on the road taping. I was like, when are we going to do a podcast, Cher? It's not going to be fair to the people. Go ahead, tell the truth. You know we didn't have enough time.
When you want to do something, you commit to it. It's like a relationship. When you really want to be in a relationship, you commit to it. you can say all the time, oh, so busy. I'm sorry, babe. I didn't get to call you. I had to do. If you want to be in a relationship, you'll commit to carving out a little space. And I was committed to it because I wanted to carve out the space. I kept saying to you, Kim, you remember, Kim, they got the two dope queens. We're like the two dope aunties.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Remember? And I would say that because I was going to carve out the time, and Kim kept saying the same thing because she tries to multitask and do 29 things at one time, like she's doing now. And
Amy keep asking me stuff.
Can you tell Amy you're working and you're doing a podcast? You'll be available in 30 minutes.
Okay. She tries to go just, to
school. Is there just a little, I mean, and this is, some, and we're all over the place because sometimes I don't know where to go with Kim. We keep going down these paths. But finally, Kim would never commit because I've wanted to go on the road to do stand-up with Kim. I have wanted us to do the podcast. I have really big visions because as a we're powerful alone, but as a force, we're amazing together. And I said, if we can combine our talents, Kim, how amazing could we be and where could we get as a twofold cord? You're stronger. And she finally, only because I think she just didn't have anything to do or she was between jobs, she said, okay, I'll do it.
No, we were in the corona. Tell the truth. We both, like, we're not on the road. We weren't doing anything. And let me say something right here. Chris, when you see me texting, can you just put Sherry on the screen? Why you got to show me texting so we can get these comments? Thank you, Chris. Jesus. Finish your story so I can finish this text.
Okay. So now I'm the only one on the screen. And so
it's fine. It's fine. They can hear me. It's fine. Tell the people.
So I just
look at your boobies jumping. Look at your boobies jumping. How big are your boobs? Like, what are you? Yeah, but are you like a C cup or an A cup?
No. I used to be. I'm a 34G, I think, something like that.
A what?
36G. 36G.
Oh.
But they not up under my chin like they used to be when we were both in our 20s, Kim.
They, oh, get that good bra. That good bra.
I'm going to give you ladies advice. If you want to get good cleavage, and you want your boobs to sit up, this is what Kim Whitley told me. Wear two bras. The first bra has to be a tighter than your normal bra. It has to be really tight. Then you put your normal bra over the tight bra. Because what the tight bra will do, because it's so tight, I don't know if you can see my boobs. Let me move the microphone. Tight bra will do this.
Yep.
That's Wait, I gotta get my hair out the way. The tight bra will
do that.
Will do this.
Pick them up and push them together. Okay.
Pick them up and push them together. And then you put the normal bra over the tight bra, and it gives you that push up. Now you won't be able to breathe all night. I do want to let you know that. Because that's what, but Kim taught me that. I don't do that too much anymore because I need air. I'm diabetic. I can't be passing out.
But they got better bras out too. Like I wear a balcony bra and it does that. Yep.
Yeah, so you can get the balcony bra. But I so don't wear cleavage. I just cover it up now because I just don't anymore.
You don't feel sexy anymore?
Sometimes no. Sometimes I think in this quarantine, like you just forget about the way you look. Do you guys who are listening and watching, do you sometimes just forget about the way you look? If you got to go to work, then yeah, you make yourself up. But we don't, you know, Kim and I, we're just home in quarantine because the industry has shut down. So we're not doing stand up. Or I looked at a sequin jumpsuit that I have worn on the road.
I did too.
We have our Ladies Night Out comedy tour with NeNe Leakes and Adele Givens and Lonnie Love and B. Simone. And we would have so many like clothes to wear on stage. I know. Look at that beautiful.
This was for Vegas when we were going to do the Vegas show. This is what I was going to wear for the Vegas show, but it got canceled right at Corona and I couldn't take it back because the stores was closed. So there it is.
Maybe you can wear it to clean the pool. Do you know I actually did that, Kim? And I want to tell the viewers, Kim just pulled out a red sequined like jumper to wear on stage because the Ladies Night Out comedy tour, we were doing the Paris Hotel in Vegas. So we all had sequins and I had a sequin bra made that was all sequins and feathers. And so that's a beautiful red jumper she made. You know what I did, Kim? Last week I got dressed up and I walked the dogs dressed up. I put on the silver sequin jumpsuit. I clean the pool dressed up just like this, makeup on and everything. And I said, because I got to get back to where I knew I was at one point.
Yes.
It was crazy. But I think, you know, dealing in COVID is so funny. I think that's why I'm taking a sabbatical from social media, because I just need to do a little bit of self-care. And I think in my self-care, I don't know what you're doing. I'm walking a lot so that I can reflect, because I can't run. So I just walk. I got some good walking shoes and I walk. And you don't like walking?
Nah, I went walking on the treadmill yesterday. I stopped in 5 minutes. But I do it. But I get on the elliptical. I went and rode my bike the other day. I'm not good.
Maybe we can we walked together a couple weeks ago. And that was fun. So maybe if you walk with somebody.
Damn it. Okay, there's a mosquito in my closet and it's biting me. Okay, go ahead. If that ain't a mosquito, maybe it's a roach or something in here. Okay.
Okay. You don't have roaches. I've been to your house.
Okay.
Stop putting that out there.
I don't mind a roach. I did see a big one. They're not roaches. They big water bugs. Them big ones with the wings. Saw one outside.
You got all, you have so much vegetation outside. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. We're supposed to stay focused. They said I wasn't a focused person.
So no, you're not.
What were we talking about, Sherry Shepherd? Stay, keep us on task. They said Sherry Shepherd is the one who keeps the show moving and focused. And that Kim Whitley is all over the place, but she's funny. Yeah, read those comments.
But I think
Kim,
this is why
I got on respectable clothes right now. I got on a nice muumuu, and I got on my makeup. Heh. Heh heh. Okay. Go ahead. Boy, you can tell when you think you're cute. You got your little nose contoured. Like, Chris, what you think? How you think she looks?
I think she looks great. She is, though. I do appreciate the air of confidence and in the postures there. You can tell, like, the microphone's, like, got a little bit more of a shine to it. It's one of those things where you're like, okay, this is why people say feeling themselves.
But you're right. So women, if you're at home during this corona, just don't go around the house looking like anything, even for your kids and for yourself. Jazz yourself up. Even if you're just going to the grocery store with your mask on, it will make you feel better. Wash your ass. That will make you feel fresh. You put on some makeup. Stop looking at me, Sherry. I'm just saying, sometimes people, you know, you get depressed, you ain't washing. You know, put on some perfume. And Jad, put your hair on, fix your hair, put a little lipstick on. You know, go out into the world feeling good, huh?
That goes for the guys, too. Hey, I've showed up and realized in a Zoom meeting, Sherry, that I have long hair, a T-shirt that's dirty, and I'm acceptable wearing joggers. You can't do that. You get stuck in a rut, don't you?
Yes. Good job.
I think you made a really good point, Chris, about getting stuck in a rut, because you do. This quarantine, you tend to get a little complacent. And when I say you, the subjective you, I mean me as well. You get complacent and you're like days have blended. I missed a couple meetings because I didn't know what day it was. I missed three weeks straight of my therapy appointments because I thought it was Saturday and it was really Friday. And sometimes you have to, just for yourself, take a nice bubble bath, put on some makeup, try something new. You got to do that for yourself, because this depression sets in before you know it. And then you look up and you're like, I don't know why my spirit feels really horrible. So I think you're absolutely right. I got a little bit of bone to pick. I don't know why Kim is sick talking about wash your ass when last week she said she don't even shower every day, but let's not get back on that topic. And by the way, I owe you an apology, Kim Whitley. I owe you such a big apology. When you were talking about you don't take a shower every day, and I again said you were single-handedly trying to destroy this podcast that I've worked so hard to build up. And we asked our viewers and listeners to leave a comment about what their ethnicity was and if they took a shower every day. Surprisingly, Kim,
thank you.
And I tell you, I read the comments. a ton of people said that they do not shower every day.
They did. And they said why?
They said because it ranged from, my mother said, don't do it every day because your skin gets dry. I have eczema and my skin gets dry. Most of it was because your skin is so dry. And even a doctor chimed in and said, you really don't need to shower every day. Just watch the private parts, but your body doesn't need a shower every day. Now, a ton of people agree with me and said, I can't even go throughout the day. Even if my skin is dry, I use lotion. So I thought literally that YouTube was going to take our podcast off the air after you don't shower every day. When you got all in the microphone that every African out there was going to picket, they were going to picket us. I just knew that we were done. Yeah. A lot of people agree with you. However, there were a few African people that were like, Kim, I shower every day. That's not indigenous.
We're American. Well, maybe you're right. American African.
Let's not get back into that. I just want to say I'm sorry. You had a very good life.
My mama didn't let us
agree with you. Okay.
Girl, something is biting me in this closet, I'm telling you. Hey, can somebody bring me some mosquito repellent? Okay, I'm sorry. If I show you my leg, you're not going to believe how many bites I got on my leg this fast.
Well, make up. I knew that you had to spray yourself with off before you got in your closet.
Let me tell you something. This is what they told me. I had the little...
Maybe spiders.
Spiders don't itch. Let me tell you, I had to...
It's because you're so sweet, Kim.
Huh?
It's because you're so sweet.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, but let me tell you something. I had the man to come out to spray. What they call them people?
Exterminator.
Yeah, the exterminator came out and sprayed my yard for mosquitoes. He said it's really, really bad in the valley. Then he said this. He said, it's a different kind of mosquito this year. I said, what? Yes. He said it originated last year in Orange County. They came over in a crate. These mosquitoes got out. They're smaller and they bite you multiple times. And he said, and they get immune to their spray. So they have to change the spray after they spray them the first time. They said, this is the second time. And that's why it's so bad. And let me tell you something. I got 5 bites on my leg that fast. And I know it's from.
So these mosquitoes are cocaine carriers?
They came over in a crate with the cocaine.
With the cocaine? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I don't want y'all looking at. Okay. They don't need to see the truth back there. I don't know how my door got.
I'm not sure where this particular episode, this podcast is going to go or where it's going to live. We just not.
It's going to be hidden and I'm going to get a text. What? It says make it private.
Oh my God, really? Are we talking about bad things? Mosquitoes? It's the truth.
We're not on a groove.
We're not
but
on a
we're
groove.
Talking about life.
Look. Let me explain something. Let me go ahead, but y'all start in that daggone comments. This is a podcast, Two Funny Mamas. We talk about life and mama stuff. We ain't talking about politics. That's our stuff. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. Well, then you was on The View for so many years. Why don't you lead the podcast, Barbara Walters? Come on. Get it together and take control. If you're the head of the table, who's the head of the table right now? Whoopi Goldberg? Be somebody, Sherry Shepherd. Let's go. Here we go, y'all. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Kim Whitley. We're starting again. Huh? Nope. Okay.
No. We're okay, Kim. Again, viewers and listeners, we're trying to get into a groove. This is our 11th episode, and Kim and I are trying to find our groove of what our respective roles are. Because also, Kim, we get a lot in the comments that I talk over you, and you're so funny.
That's my cousin.
They feel like I talk over you, and I don't let you finish your sentences, and because I have a natural tendency to take over. And I think it's from being a single mom and having to run a household. And I know that you're all over the place. So I tend to take that role of the moderator and being the straight person to you're crazy. Because let me tell you something, I'm crazy too, but you can't take Kim and I both being crazy. That would, it would be too much. So that's one of us has to take the back seat to the crazy. So I'll let
I'll take the back seat. Hi, Sherry. So how have you been handling?
Girl, you better stop, because you know I ain't coming in saying no mess. I don't take no shower. I see roaches, and I ain't eating, and I lost 82 pounds because I'm an ambassador for WW.
Okay, okay, Sherry. It's you need to...
Joshua, get on there and sit down. Can you fix the ceiling right now? Yeah. Tell them, no, I want the French doors so over there. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I got to text my girlfriend because we're having a conversation right now. I don't mean to. Hey, girl.
I really appreciate it. I don't do this much. I don't act like this.
You put me up tonight? Yeah, because I want to tell you, if I want to put my own breasts on display, I'm going to put my own breasts on display. I ain't playing with you. Listen, America. I'm light-skinned because I'm in the sun all the time.
I don't sound like that. Why, when you imitate me, your voice got to go down real deep?
Well, go on, talk show. You on the talk show. You go and say what you feel. Just go on for your thing.
I don't talk like that, and I don't stand like that, and I don't know why you are using such abusive terms, Sherry Shepherd.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's why
it looks like we got stuff to do. Can we end this podcast? I got stuff to do that's gonna make me money.
I do have stuff to do. But I am very interested.
And I'm just saying, how come we can't talk about what I want to talk about? Because, all right, go on.
I want to talk about you. I would like to talk about
how I was 89 years old when I ain't got no wig on now.
I don't interrupt you like that. That was pretty funny. Yes, I don't interrupt you like that. And I'm never in the...
Where's the stuff I sell on Amazon? Hold on. Let me get it. Hold on.
If you all are listening to this foolishness, Sherry Shepherd is standing up, running around, acting a fool. She wants us to see her little body and her little outfit. That's why. She wants us to be like, oh, you're so cute. That's why. So everyone...
No, I'm standing here. I got on this outfit because let me pull it out my kitty cat. Hold on. I got to pull it out my kitty cat because it's stuck in my kitty cat. Okay,
I don't say that.
You did. You said it last week.
I did not. Okay.
You said I'd pull out of my cat.
What I would like you to do is I would love for you to discuss how you feel about this new shutdown. And stop putting your face in the camera. I would like you to discuss
That's
this new shutdown.
And you made me break my microphone.
See, I know Chris is like, see, now you done broke the microphone. Trying to be funny.
Yes. I just want to show you how you do.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I'm as crazy as Kim. We just both can't be crazy.
Okay. I'm focused.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna wear this today by the pool.
Let me see what you're gonna wear. Oh, that's a great muumuu. That's cute.
Did you call it a muumuu? I'm not. This ain't a muumuu. That is a pashmina or something or a. What are they called? A caftan. That's what it's called.
Yeah, if you translate that into America, that's muumuu.
You're
a muumuu. It's okay. It's a sexy muumuu.
Okay.
Kim is having a birthday event. An event with three people. Kim, you are having three people.
I'm sitting around with a friend. And another friend. That's all I'm doing today. But
so
I
Kim is
like,
having a threesome.
I'm having a threesome. Tear me up.
When I said three people.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How are you faring in the pandemic and the new shutdown and the new regulations what the government has set in place that we have to start school with distant learning? With a 15-year-old child, how are you going to work and homeschool and monitor and do all of this?
You know, for me, I feel more for the parents who have more than one child. And if you have more than one child of different ages, is where I'm feeling for you. I feel for the parent who's a single mom trying to figure out, okay, I got an 8-year-old, an 11-year-old, a teenager, and maybe a 3-year-old. How do you do that with 4 children that are now all online? You've got to go to work. Because typically when your kids are in school, you're at work. So you don't have to worry about them from the period of 9 o'clock till about 3. So I'm just trying to figure out how, I know that parents are so stressed out trying to figure out how this is supposed to work, you know, with the homeschooling and the computers, because it looks like kids are not going to be back in school till sometime next year until they figure it out. So Kim, I don't know. And you know what also parents are worried about, Kim, is the regression of their children. Because I know that my son is just regressing. He looks at me like, please don't even ask me a question. He doesn't even talk anymore. He just wants to, you know, have a best friend. And I think children are losing the socialization skills. So I'm not sure how this is supposed to go. And I said, where did my friend disappear to?
Hey. Oh, shoot, I shouldn't be showing that.
You did not pass gas on the podcast.
No.
You did not. Kim Whitley, this is a visual medium. We're working.
Okay. No, this is what happened. I sprayed some mosquito spray in this small space, and I'm literally about to choke. So,
we're gonna have to do a new podcast.
I don't want everybody to see inside the house. It looks horrible out there.
Kim, you can't see beyond that door.
But I was going back and forth with it. Y'all see my muumuu? I got on a muumuu.
Look like you're going to get a package of Newport cigarettes.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Is that the Louis Vuitton bag from U2's story on stage? There's a great clip on your social media. Is that the bag?
No, that is not the bag. I don't keep them bags around. They in the other room because in case somebody breaks in.
The new viewers and listeners Chris is talking about, and if you look on our YouTube, our Two Funny Mamas YouTube page, there is a story that we tell of Tom Joyner from the Tom Joyner Morning Show. For Valentine's Day, he took us on an unlimited shopping spree at Louis Vuitton. And we talk about that he bought us all this Louis Vuitton for Valentine's Day. So that's what Chris wanted to know, if that was the bags.
No, this is the playroom, play closet. This ain't the real area.
That was it. So
yeah, this is the other room and the other.
But how are you dealing with doing during COVID and, you know, the fact that the kids are in nonstop, that they're not, you know, Joshua won't be going back to school. He's going to be doing online.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. This is gonna sound bad. I don't want no comments. I don't want nobody saying nothing smart to me. Homeschool almost killed me, but it was time for him to go to summer school. And I'll be honest, I missed the whole thing. I called last week and I said, when does summer school start? And they said, June 20th. I was like, oh. I was like, when is it over? They were like, next week. I was like, well, can I get them in for a week? They were like, no. They were like, it's the parents' responsibility to sign them up for summer school. And I missed it. So we already know I'm bad. Now, I'm not going to let them miss the school year. But I literally do not understand how you're supposed to work and teach the kids. And don't let it be a private school. If I was paying private school money, why would I still pay private school money and I'm teaching the kids? You're going to cut that bill in half. I don't care what your overhead is, because now you ain't got to feed the kids. You ain't got to pay for lights. So you want me to pay you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year so my kid can sit? Now, they got to figure that out. That's what they got to figure out. How am I paying all this money and I can't work and I got to homeschool? That's where I'm frustrated, and my kid don't even go to private school. I guess then maybe I shouldn't have been ranting like that, huh?
But, yeah, it's valid, you know, it's the thing of how are we supposed to do that? And this is also the realization, this is why I'm not a teacher. I don't teach history, geography, math. I don't know any of that. And Jeffrey is now going into high school, which is much harder. I don't know how to teach him how to do reports and bibliographies and, you know, all of this other stuff and math. And this is why I'm an actress and a comic. And I know a lot of other parents feel like this. This is why you drive buses. You don't do teaching. I think teachers are sitting back like, you see what I had to deal with for 8 hours every day, your child. So I wish that, you know, there were some people in my neighborhood that Jeffrey had kids his age that we could get together and go, gosh, could we all put together our money to hire just one teacher, you know, that could come in a couple times a week at least to, you know, teach. But there's nobody here Jeffrey's age. So I'm just trying to figure out how, because now parents are looking at, they have to buy more food for their kids. They got to provide more entertainment. It's just, whoo, it can get overwhelming, which is what I wanted to talk about, is like self-care. So, you know, you have to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And so much is happening in the world. And I think you just have to make sure that you are, how are you taking care of your spirit, your mind, your body? I'm not quite sure. That's why I started walking and exercising. And I'm taking self-defense classes with our friend Andre. So trying to do a little bit. But also sometimes you got to shut down with the social media so that your intake is not, you're not pulling in so much negative stuff. You got to get around some positive stuff. You got to laugh with your girlfriends. You have to watch a favorite movie. The little things. Hey, Andre.
Wait, he's there? Oh, but he couldn't work me out yesterday, but Andre gonna show up at your place today. But I don't get no workout, so you just let my fat ass be fat. Okay, that's cool.
Wow.
That's cool.
Andre, so there you go,
makeup and the breast, all that, but don't nobody worry about my health. That's cool. Okay, you're right. I am the loud one.
I told you I had some business to take care of yesterday morning, so I couldn't get there at 10. I had you.
You could have checked out. What about the rest of the day? I'm still chubby. I still could get a little workout.
I said,
me and my other chubby friend, we was waiting on it. What?
Did you get on the elliptical?
I did for 5 minutes.
Oh, you got a little bit in there. And we did the pool. You can do the pool. You know what to do. We did it the other day. Did you get in the pool?
Where's your mask?
It's look at there.
Sherry. Look, don't she look cute, Andre? Look at Sherry.
Andre ain't looking at me.
You look cute.
She didn't even say nothing. Andre, this is the thing. We've known Andre. There's my son. Jeffrey, come here for a second. Just come here for a second. Come now, around here. I need you to. Can I just show Auntie Kim your haircut?
Oh, you got a cut?
You got it. Can I just show Auntie Kim your haircut?
Please let me see it. Come down. Oh my God, Jeffrey, that is so nice. Can you please come over and talk to Joshua about getting his hair cut? Oh my God. See, he can wear hair like Jeffrey.
Okay, you can go.
I want to take a picture of Jeffrey. Send me a picture. Send me a picture, Jeffrey. I'm going to show Joshua. So then I can get Joshua. My son needs his hair cut.
Jeffrey, do you mind coming over and telling me what you did with Andre? I need you to talk. Can you come over here, please?
You don't want to.
I just want you to tell me. I know. I just want you to tell Auntie Kim what you did, because Joshua needs to do the other thing. So can you just tell Kim, what did you do today with Andre? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Please. Please.
This is why we need the schools back in session. Our kids are sick of us. She can't even get her son to tell her what he just did because he don't want to be around her no more. Mine ain't even, I don't even know what mine is.
A complete meltdown right now because he keeps going, I told her I don't want to talk. Like, I got to do, what did my son do today? Jeez.
He did good. We did some body conditioning, lift some weights. We went through some punching and kicking drills. He's coming along very good. And it helps with his coordination. So and tell Josh I'm coming to get him next.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. I just got a friend of mine, Pella Parker. She just texted me and said, I love the podcast. She said, I watched it on YouTube. You guys are so funny, especially you. Sherry could work on her comedy timing a bit. And I don't like, oh, no. Oh, she didn't say that.
That's hilarious.
But she did Sherry say, I love you guys.
Her comedy timing a bit.
She didn't say that. Pella, I didn't say you said that. No, she did say it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, you were making a joke. I was just like, what? This is what I gotta say, because you know what I appreciate about Andre, because he finished with Jeffrey. Now Jeffrey's having a fit and he's gonna talk to me when I get off the podcast and chastise me for putting him on. He doesn't like to be on camera because he's going through this whole awkward teenage stage. And by the way, he loves that he got his hair cut, but he don't want older women telling him they like his hair. It's not a compliment to him. Just so you know that. Yeah, he's going through that. Like if
like older women tell him they like his hair.
If a 19-year-old told him that she liked his hair, then he'd be like, oh yeah, But when the woman is over 40, it ain't a compliment to Jeffrey, not at all. It makes him uncomfortable.
Well, I am under 40.
And women under 40. He gets uncomfortable. I said, you'll like it when you're in your 20s. And a woman my age is complimenting your hair if you still got it. Okay. But this is what I have to say that I love about Andre, because Jeffrey just needs to be around a man, because he was always around women all the time. And he's not around a man. And so I find that when, and this is another thing for single women, it's very hard for us to trust men. And, you know, it's always hard for me to let Jeffrey just be alone by himself with men, but I had to really put that at the cross and give that to the Lord, because I find that Jeffrey, being a teenager, he tells me less and less, and he doesn't like to talk to me. And so when he's around Andre, it's kind of that testosterone thing that comes out. Like Jeffrey will have a meltdown with Andre when he's teaching him self-defense stuff. And then I'll look out 2 minutes later, and then Jeffrey's boxing and jumping rope and lifting weights. Because it's Andre, the tears don't bother Andre. So tears don't bother men. Whereas with women, we like, you know, what are you crying for? Blah, blah, blah. Andre don't be bothered with all that. And he pushes him. And Jeffrey rises to the expectation of Andre pushing him. So single ladies, we got to, sometimes we try to be everything for our sons. And it's just not possible. Because we're not men.
Right. And we're trying to
what we think a man would be for our sons, and it's not, we can't. And even Andre, when he comes and deals with Joshua, how do you feel Andre deals with Joshua that's different from you, Kim?
Well, Andre is very good because he's patient and he doesn't take any mess from Joshua. So he's very good with him. So I appreciate it. Joshua listens to him. So, you know, when Andre comes over, I definitely make sure he has time with him. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, because people say I cut you off, so I try to shut up. But you tend to be with Joshua, as me with Jeffrey. You tend to be like, you know, Joshua, go to bed. And Joshua will go, but I'm hungry. And you'll go, okay, it's 3 a.m. I'm going to make this food for you, but you better go to bed after that. Then you cook him food, then he don't eat it. And you're like, Joshua, go to bed. And he don't even come kiss you in your neck and nuzzle you. And you like, you know, I hope when I walk upstairs, I hope you in that bed. And then he's like, but I can't sleep. You like, Joshua, all right, lay on the couch next to me. Just lay on the couch. Bet not turn on that TV. Okay, now it's like 4 a.m. And then Joshua's still up. Right? And then you're Joshua, what are you doing in the kitchen making muffins? Go to bed. And he's like, well, it's early in the morning. You're like, okay, you can get in the car and drive it, but you better be back. So
really, Sherry? Yeah, you're right. Like, you're right. I kind of enable him, and that's what mothers do. But, you know, I'm working on it. I am working on it that I will be better. Did you try what I asked you to try?
Melatonin?
No, melatonin. But when I told you, I read in the Parents magazine that when boys get teenagers, you have to just go get in the bed with them and lay next to them and just talk. Just that's the time.
When they're looking teenagers? Did you say when they're teenagers?
Yeah, when they get about 13, 14, they said their brains, boys' brains are mushy and different, and it hasn't solidified, but I'm going to find that article for you. But they say if you just, like, you know, it's nighttime, it's bedtime, or whatever y'all are doing, and you're just sitting there talking, he doesn't have to face you and talk to you. He just laying in the bed, and y'all just talking, and you're like, so what, you know, what's been going on with you, or whatever you want to ask, or let him talk, and you just listen. I told you I read this in a magazine, and my girlfriend did it with her sons, and she said it worked. You know, so he doesn't have to look you in the face to say whatever he's been doing has been wrong. You know, but just try it. I ask you to try it. And I just, you know, I want to say, I want to change the subject for one second. That, you know, a lot of people don't think that this COVID is real and Corona's real and it hasn't hit you. But there's so many people, like, even when HIV came out, how as the time went on, it got closer and closer and closer to your family. And I believe if we don't wear a mask and social distance and really take this thing seriously, that we are going, everybody's going to know one person. Just like they said with HIV, this is what diseases do, that we have to act on it. But I know that Holly Robinson Peete and her family had been affected. Some cousins and young, a female in her 30s. I just got a text from my family, my cousin, and she just said that such and such passed this morning. He was living in North Carolina. She says, as you recall, his sister died 2 months ago from COVID in New York. And she's like, just pray for the family. So now it's affected my family. So I want you to know that this COVID thing is real. And it can affect you no matter what age. So, and let's just try to protect, especially the most vulnerable. And that would be our oldest and our youngest and people with asthma, et cetera. So wear your mask. And I mean, wear it over your nose and mouth. If I see one more person with a mask over their mouth and not their nose, that's a problem. That's all I just wanted to bring that down on a serious note, because sometimes we have a lot of fun, but we always on this podcast want to make sure that we are given. Oh, hi, Joshua. Look at my son.
Gosh, that is how you end a podcast. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Joshua. Are you the sweetie who brought mommy some breakfast? Look at that.
Is that watermelon?
Watermelon, some eggs, and some bacon.
Oh,
hi, precious.
Well, mommy, the plate has been eaten.
Good morning.
Oh, Joshua, that was so sweet.
You say hi to Sherry. Is Sherry? Good morning.
Does he know?
He knows your voice. Did you like her muffins?
Yeah.
Okay, he's just waking up. He said, "Yeah."
Oh, that was so sweet.
You okay?
Andre is on his way, Joshua.
Huh?
Andre is on his way.
He ran.
He said, oh my gosh. Andre, Joshua ran out the door.
Yeah.
See you later. Joshua.
He did. Andre does not play with Joshua.
He don't play. I tell you, tears don't bother a man. They just don't. It's that warrior spirit that I think, you know, little boys need. They need it. But all right, you know, this was a really weird podcast today. I'm not gonna lie. Are you eating bacon? How many points is that for your Weight Watchers?
Thanks. You're right. We'll put that down. It's about 3 points.
Ooh, that's high. How you been doing with your Weight Watchers? How many, you lost a lot of weight.
I've lost 23 pounds. I'm feeling good, but I want to drop another 20.
Another 20? Your face is already like skinny.
Yeah, but my breasts still ain't, they're not fitting in the bra yet. I haven't lost anything off my breast. And when they fit in my bra group, then I'm doing
Oprah. Maybe Oprah got a special thing you could do. to make you lose off your breasts?
Well, it's called stop eating after 9. I eat at 3 in the morning.
Don't eat watermelon on camera. Don't do that.
Why? Because I'm black?
Yeah. Don't
do
that.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Don't eat watermelon on camera. No way. Don't do that. Huh? You know, don't do that.
Oh, my God. I can't. I don't even want to get in this discussion with you.
You don't eat watermelon on camera, Kim. It's you.
That's a stereotype. I don't.
No, the stereotype is the eating the watermelon. Yeah, no. You eat bacon, but don't eat watermelon on camera.
I'm gonna talk to you about this off camera because I don't want us to get an argument at the end of the podcast. Black people eat watermelon.
I didn't say anything about us eating. I love watermelon. Watermelon is one of my favorite things to eat. I don't eat it on camera.
Okay, you're right, because if somebody gets that picture, they might abuse it.
That's exactly the picture. The moment you have a scandal, you know what TMZ is going to use? That picture of you stuffing watermelon in your face with the caption, I don't shower every day.
Okay, point taken. I got it. You look absolutely beautiful. I got it.
All right, I'm just saying.
I want to say you look absolutely beautiful, my sister. I know this podcast was all over the place today. I got mosquito bites. I don't know if we've dealt with any issues today, but I hope that
If y'all wait to hear about certain things, we're not talking about it today because we're just too all over the place. There was a couple things that I had wanted to read. It said, Kim, you're so right. This is by Cheryl Howard. We have been conditioned by another culture to dry out our skin by bathing daily in this USA country. For some people, it's psychological. But I can and believe you should at least wash your private parts that are not exposed to keep sanitized on a daily basis.
Yes.
People compliment my skin all the time.
Wow.
So this is a person. And somebody said, I have always loved Kim, but I haven't really watched Sherry. But I want you to know I love you two together. Sherry keeps the show on course and is so funny. Kim is all over the place and hilarious. I feel like you guys should have a bigger platform together. As soon as I get the alerts, I'm watching. I do have to be careful listening to you at work because I almost peed on myself. Okay, I did a little bit. Good thing for panty liners. That was Monique Johnson.
I think that
Cheryl Howard and Monique Johnson, you guys should get some Two Funny Mamas merchandise, right?
Some swag, yeah.
But Chris, how do they get in touch with you to get their merchandise? I forgot.
Chris@midcoast.media is the email. And if they'll just reach out, we'll get them taken care of. We shipped out winter stuff this week for other things. There's also new shirts on the store. So be sure to check that out. What do those shirts say, Sherry? They come from a quote factory.
I love the shirts that we have. So don't go to Chris. It's chris@midcoast.media. M-E-D-I-A. Chris@midcoast.media. I know you're eating watermelon. Stop eating watermelon on the air.
That needs to go away.
I sense it. No, Chris, be quiet. Don't say nothing. This is a discussion you can't get in. If you don't swallow that watermelon and stop eating that watermelon on the air, I'm not playing with you.
Okay.
I don't want you to get no trouble, Chris.
Time for the education of Chris. What's our sign? What's our thing? The miseducation or the...
It was a miseducation of Chris, I think. I'm going to do what Chris said. So those two, Monique Johnson and Cheryl Y. Howard, get your life back. Y'all win some Two Funny Mamas merchandise. We have new products out. We have masks. We have Two Funny Mama masks out that you can purchase. We have t-shirts. We have a t-shirt that says the Side Piece Union. We help you be number two. So that's Kim Whitley. That's our Side Piece Union t-shirt from Funny Mamas. We also have a t-shirt and a hat that says old bitches ain't snitches.
So good. So,
and that's another podcast. Mm-hmm. That was in our Red Paper Plate Entanglement special. So if you want to know why we said old bitches ain't snitches, we unpacked Jada Pinkett Smith and August Alsina. We got like over 40,000 views on that podcast. Thank you, everybody, for telling your friends and family. We're also coming out with T-shirts that say, thank you, Kim Whitley. We don't kiss and tail, T-A-I-T-A-I-L. We don't kiss and tail. Kim is the arbiter of all of our famous sayings that we're trademarking. We love her for that. So we got new merchandise, and I wanted to tell you, if you go to our, you can click the button to subscribe to our podcast, which is on YouTube. And if you want to listen, we're on Spotify and Apple, iTunes. Mm-hmm. We're on those podcast platforms. It's so much better to watch us because you can see what we go through. But if you listen driving to work, mm-hmm. you can listen to us on the podcast. It's free. Our merchandise page, you can click the button. It's buyjack.com. Two Funny Mamas. Go there, and we have T-shirts and coffee mugs, and we got masks. We're working on satin bonnets for the ladies. And also, if you get a T-shirt, order it two sizes up. Because Chris likes the T-shirts to fit. And sometimes we just want loose. That's right. The problem with men and women. Sometimes we want loose and men always want them fitted. So if you, it yes. fits. So if you want it loose, order two sizes up. Send us some pictures. Send some pictures to Chris at midcoast.media. Chris at midcoast.media. And he'll absolutely. Get them to us.
Yeah, if you sorry, Sherry, go ahead.
No, say it.
If you all send some photos in, we'll feature them on the show. We'll show off the listeners, and we like to see how good you look in the Two Funny Mamas gear. And there's a bunch more coming. I feel like with the creativity of you two, that the fun has just begun in regards to that. It's going to become its own monster of a merch store.
Oh, can we put that on a shirt? The fun has just begun. I love it. Yeah, you guys send the pictures to Chris. We would love to feature you on our Two Funny Mamas podcast, and we'll put you up on our website and our merchandise page as people who like our products. Tell us what you think. What are you eating? What are you eating? Whipped cream?
That was egg whites. I was doing it until you noticed me.
Hey, before you guys go, Kim, where do people go to find that grass straw and all the great products that you've come up with?
Oh, that's right. WhitleyProducts.com. My last name, Whitley, W-H-I-T-L-E-Y. products.com. Do we have a link somewhere here or no?
On the YouTube page, they're all there. Yeah, you can find all the great stuff. Yeah.
If you want all the merchandise, there's a link to her page in our bio and also in the corner next to all of the sites that you can go to. We have Kim Whitley's page. And we just want to say,
you know, I don't have my book on there. That's what I need to get on. I'm glad you reminded me.
What's your book? The Delusion of Cinderella. You can get Kim's book on Amazon. I got some books on Amazon. I'm too tired to go through them, but we just want to say thank you so much, guys. This was a podcast. I please leave your comments because we were just not in a groove. We were having little technical difficulties. Kim is in her closet. It was just, sometimes we get all over the place. We still have a lot of love. Like, I wanted to interview you about Gerald LaVert and your whole love affair. Okay. I wanted to interview you about so many.
Yes.
Oh, and I wanted to say to all of our viewers who watch us on YouTube now, you know, because this is self-funded by Kim and I. So now we're trying to get some monetization from it. So you will see ads that are playing. We cannot, these Trump ads be playing, which drive me crazy, but we don't pick the ads that play on our site. In order for us to get our little $4 from these ads, y'all got to watch the entire ad. And I hate the truth. You have to watch.
They cannot push skip.
No, you can't push skip. But you know what I do, Kim? I just start doing other stuff. While the ad is playing, I like get on my, you know, I will do something else while the ad is playing. But in order for us to get our
book. If it's an ad like a Trump ad or something that you really don't want to watch.
You got to let it play.
Just let it play so we can.
In order for us to get our little funky $4 from this ad, you got to watch it. So I'm sorry to have to do it to you. I never knew that's how YouTube worked, but we, like I said, this is self-funded. We're two Black entrepreneurs over here, Kim and I, and this is something that was birthed during COVID that we're trying to keep going because I have big visions for us. I want us to have a talk show together, but we got to learn how to get in sync before we do a talk show. And I want us to have an HBO special, comedy special. I want us to take Two Funny Mamas out on the road. It also, you guys, if you would like to see me and Kim, or excuse me, Kim and I on the road together in a comedy show or bring two funny mamas to your town, let us know in the comments. We'd love to know. I read them. I can't respond to it. Once it gets over.
I read them too. Okay, go ahead.
You read them. I try to respond. You know, I responded to like 100.
Okay, tell the people, because I got to put the watermelon in my mouth. It's driving me crazy.
That didn't even sound right, but okay. So you guys, thank you so much.
Oh God, I love it.
And just to let you know, I was not invited to Kim's party with two people. I'm not, she's only having three folks there. It's this social distance thing. I'm so boycotting you. I don't even like you. I love you. So you guys, thank you. Let me pick up my glasses because I really want you. Yeah. Let me pull this wig forward right here.
You just ruined everything for Chris. Jesus. Okay. Just be cute.
Look, Chris going to get it sooner or later. Okay. At some point, it does come off.
Later.
So I'm just saying, at some point, Chris, it does come off.
Yes.
You just hope when it comes off, I ain't looking like Ving Rhames underneath this. That's what you hope.
Great show, ladies. Keep up the good work.
We're going to say goodnight. Hold on. Good grief. Everybody, thank you for...
See how she talked to you, Chris? Okay. Everybody, thank you for listening and watching.
To what?
Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching to Two Funny Mamas.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching to Two Funny Mamas. Subscribe in the button below. Tell your friends and family to subscribe. And our episodes get better and better. Sometimes we get some crazy ones. We just appreciate you. We love you. God bless. Thank you so much, guys. If you don't touch that watermelon, I know you put it in your mouth.